What we're talking about is late night and early morning luau. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon, with a variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around that corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold-blooded. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Over in the Ticket Taker Smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon. Kind of a lone gust wind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome, welcome to the French Connection. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host today on this Thursday. We have a great show planned for you today, as usual. Yesterday's show was, I took a day off. And why did I do that? Well, I had to think about what we needed to do going forward here. You know, I've often said to all of you folks that I'm fighting for you. Well, when I don't notice the numbers going up, I see them going down. And I see them going down repeatedly day after day. And I wonder where we're heading with this. And I know that people are actually keying into my life over here and putting me in mortal danger. I'm saying to myself, who am I fighting for? Well, what you need to understand is that I'm fighting for all of us, and unless you help me, I can't do this. Unless you're willing to stand up with me, I can't make this fight happen. Unless you go out and recruit for me to listen to these facts, to bring people to the internet, to show the educated among your community, to show the Christians among your community, to go to the Zionist Christians and expose these people for the liars that they are. Unless you can do these things for me, with me, and do the fighting on your watch, on your own behalf, on the behalf of your children, I can't do it either, and I won't do it. I won't. You read at the top of the website that this is not fooling around. We are in the latest hour and at the final stages of what these people have planned for us. It is horrendous, ladies and gentlemen. A conflagration is on our horizon that matches the worst history has ever produced. And unless you stand up now and recruit people using Socratic methods, using them, ask questions of people. Isn't this awfully strange? Read this. And if you get a sympathetic reader from something you show them that's rather mild, but they're sympathetic, show them another document and see if you can pique their interest. And if you find a fertile person to bring to this show, show them the French Connection website and start going over it with them. This is a war we are engaged in. And I am not doing this for money nor fame. I'm doing it for humanity. Geez, guys, it is that desperate a time for all of us. The fight is on. And we need your help. Eric and I can't do this by ourselves. David Pidcock, who will be my guest on the French Connection today, just in a few moments, cannot do this himself. Neither can Muhammad Rafik, and neither can Christopher in Chicago or the others that have stood up and spoken out and educated people. This is a battle we are all involved in and need to be committed to. You need to bring willing people to the truth. If they resist you, pass over them immediately. If they don't want to be involved, don't spend any of your breath on them, because that is a waste of your time and it's a waste of your effort. You don't need to be in a single argument with a single person about these issues, ladies and gentlemen. If you pose the question and they're resistant immediately, walk away. There are hundreds and hundreds of millions of people that need to be converted to these facts. You don't need resistance. There are plenty of people out there thirsting and craving these kinds of facts. Find them and bring them to these facts. Because as I said, I can't do it alone. I won't do it alone. It will never work if I'm the lone voice. You know, Bill Cooper came out with a lot of these facts and died on the vine. He was murdered, ladies and gentlemen. And no one practically mourned him because his following was so small. I'm trying to explain to you, we need tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people across the world. You're part of this. You're the most important part of it. More important than myself, than Eric, and than the rest of us on these airwaves right now. Do your part. Bring us in. Send a dollar to the French Connection. Take it out of your pocket and put a 39-cent stamp on it and mail it. You want to send five, all the better. This is not a wealth-creating process for me. We're paying bones minimum stuff here. We're trying to get a message out. You know, that people have responded to the donations. We're up to almost 600 over time here, which is a fantastic amount of money. Over 4 months, it's not very impressive. But you know what? We don't have huge budgets. We still have I'm still paying a lot more of the bills than we've received in donations. But that's not the point. What it'll allow me to do is some flexibility in some of the choices I make. You know, I don't have fancy stuff here. We got a basic phone plan and good contacts. That's what we have. But it still costs money. And our gigabytes are up to 27 gigabytes. It's going to start costing more money for bandwidth. Those are the kinds of things that we'll be spending the money on, or maybe an advertisement on one of the websites that we think we can get some listeners from, or flyers, or whatever. But you need to do your part. Put these files on podcast, on Shoutcast. Send them in emails to other people. Send the name of the show to other people. Bring it to your Bible study on a CD and let people listen to some of this stuff at your Bible study. Talk to your pastor. Tell them. These are the facts around these people that are killing our world, and you need to understand them. I am driven to save this planet from these people, as you should be, as all of us should be. Come on board, fight the fight. We'll be right back after this musical break. The best is yet to come, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to what Patti LaBelle has to say in our intermission here. And then we're going to have David Pidcock from London. One man who spent 30 years of his life fighting these people. He knows top people on earth, including presidents and prime ministers. Wait till you hear what he has to say when we come back.
Can you see what I see on the road ahead? Do you know there's a new life waiting? Oh, give me the world, and I'll give you heaven. Love will set us free. As long as we believe, the best is yet to come.